Blog Talk Radio.
Basketball Colorado. I am your host, Matt Langley. Basketball Colorado is brought to you by Aspire Natural Sports Drinks, loaded with beneficial electrolytes, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Aspire Natural Sports Drinks will help you feel and perform your best without all the empty calories from sugar, artificial colors and flavors, preservatives, and other junk found in those old neon-colored sports drinks. Aspire Rise. This is a tasteful twist of orange and other citrus fruits with bilberry. Contains beneficial electrolytes, antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals to help you to aspire to greatness. Aspire Natural Sports Drinks is available or are available at Target and Whole Foods locations throughout the Front Range. They have been sponsoring us for quite some time now this season, and we're very thankful for that. Thank you for joining us on this late version of Basketball Colorado. Normally, we have our shows on Sunday nights at 7, but unfortunately, this week we had to push it back to Monday. And yes, we do realize we're also going on at the same time as the big Denver East Eagle Crest game, and we will have Brock Lowy calling in and giving us some updates from Denver East and how that game is going. So looking forward to that as well. This week on the show, we will be discussing rankings, 5A, 4A rankings, how some of our top teams did last week, in the state. And then we'll also kind of give some insight into how I'm ranking the teams and why certain teams are where they are, and look forward to discussing that with you. And remember, as always, we're ready to talk and answer questions via Twitter. You can follow us at bball_co, hashtag your questions at hashtag bball_co, and we will get to your questions as soon as we can. And sometimes that might make it for me to be a little bumpy, but in the show and where we're going with it. But that's all right. Always trying new and wonderful things. Also, the other thing is this week we were able to help Colton Peterson become the play of the week on 9 News. We captured his last second heroics against Hinckley a couple weeks ago. And they posted it on 9 News Preps to, be one of the plays of the week, and they did, and he that play did win, so that's pretty cool. So let's kind of get to right to the point of this week's show, and we're going to talk about our rankings, and then we'll be waiting to hear from Brock, and then maybe our small school insider Eric Metcalf will join us, and as always, you can join us as well. I have posted the call-in number on Twitter right now. I am doing that as we speak. You can always call in and give us a question here, and we'll be happy to do our best to answer it. And then also we will take questions on Twitter at bball_co, hashtag bball_co, and we will get to your questions as soon as we can. So let's talk about rankings. All right, let's use 5A. Well, let's go through our 4A rankings first, and then 5A rankings, and then discuss why we have these teams ranked where they do. A lot of people have some questions as to why and how we rank some of our teams. Um, So let's get that going here. All right. And then our 5A rankings, a lot didn't change from last week. There were a couple people that kind of solidified their top 10 status. Some kind of moved around a little bit, but we're going to talk about that here in just a second. So number 10, even though they lost to Rock Canyon last week, I have Chaparral. They're 11-4. This week they'll travel to Castleview and then play Douglas County at Chaparral on Friday. Number 9, they're playing right now, Denver East. They lost a really close game, a very intriguing game to watch, very interesting to watch those two Hall of Fame coaches and Rudy Carey and Ken Shaw go head-to-head. And, you know, there was a couple of moments where it appeared one team was getting ready to run away with it, but the other coach would make an adjustment and bring that game back. So, yeah, East lost a real close one. Last-second shot, Taylor Clawson hits and sends the gym into a frenzy, and they end up winning that game. Regis does. Now, East this week, it's almost like a rivalry week for them. They're at Eagle Crest. That's been a budding rivalry over the last few years, especially when, you know, a couple years back, East destroys them right before Christmas, and then that same year in the state finals, Eagle Crest comes back and handles East in the finals. And to give East their lone in-state loss that year. So they have that game going on right now over at East against Eagle Crest. And then on Saturday down at the Thunderdome, they'll play the Warriors. Good old-fashioned Saturday afternoon DPL game. Should be lots of fun, good atmosphere, drum lines, and should be great. 8. Fossil Ridge, they're 10-5. They're coming to the metro area for a game against Horizon on Tuesday, which I'll be attending and covering. And then they'll host Broomfield on Friday in Fort Collins. And our number 7 team this week in 5A is Mountain Vista. They're 13-2. They have a tough test against a younger, kind of scrappier Heritage team. They've got some pieces there at Heritage, and they really could give Mountain Vista some problems. And, you know, I think that game might be a little closer than people think it might be. And then Highlands Ranch on Friday, another kind of big Highlands Ranch rivalry game there when those Continental teams get together. Should be an interesting game on Friday. Our number 6 team is Overland this week. They had a solid win over Cherry Creek, and then Cherokee Trail always seems to have Overland's number. They push them to overtime. They've never, I wouldn't say never. Last year the games were very, very competitive. I remember was a 4 overtime game last year for Overland and Cherokee Trail. This one went to overtime as well. Trailblazers take it in overtime. Dron Davis has a triple double. Good showing by the rest of the Trailblazers there as well. This week, Overland will play Grandview and then get that return game against and go over to Mullen on Friday. Eagle Crest is 11-3. They're our number 5 team this week. The Raptors went and caught them last week, and they are a team to be dealt with. They're really good. Two-headed guard combo of Colby Ross and his brother Elijah Ross, the senior committed to go to UCCS. They're a really good tandem and play really well together. They get the ball out. They don't pound the ball a whole lot. They get it out on the wings and let the wings get down there, and primarily that wing is P.D. Anderson, who quite honestly is a very, very good athlete he's a solid shooter, solid ball handler, very, very fast. and jumps extremely well too for his size. And then, you know, this week they'll also have two more games. They'll go to Mullen on Wednesday and then play Smoky Hill on Friday. No disrespect to Mullen, but I'm not seeing too much of a I don't see too much of a test for Eagle Crest against Mullen, even though they're playing without, they'll probably be playing without the younger Colby Ross. I think they'll have enough to handle Mullen. And then Smoky Hill, they'll come in on Friday. That game, I kind of have a feeling that game will also be closer than what other people think. I think that they will kind of really give Eagle Crest a push. And what I mean by that is Coach Clemens over there hasn't really, let's say this, his teams don't really stop playing. They always go. They're always fighting. They're tough-nosed. They're not going to back down from anyone. So I would expect them to have a little bit of a push there. They're a little mentally tougher than what in some of the teams that they've faced so far. We see here from Dennis Palis. He's reporting over at the Lakewood Dakota Ridge game. Lakewood's up 16-10, just over halfway into the first quarter. And we'll talk more about this Dakota Ridge thing here in just a minute as we get to them. Get through our rankings here. Number four, Rock Canyon, they're 13-3. As we mentioned before, they got the big win over top 10 Chaparral last week. And then this week, there's another big game coming up. They got to stay focused for that game against Ponderosa on Tuesday. And then Thunder Ridge comes over to the Jungle on Friday. And then, that will go to kind of help determine a little bit of the a little bit of what it looks like, how the Continental League is going to shape up. Let's see here. That was our number four team. Number three is Thunder Ridge this week. They're 15-1. Thunder Ridge really didn't get much of a test last week from the two teams they played. And then they only have one game this week. And as we just mentioned, it's against number four, Rock Canyon, on Friday. And then our number two team, right now is Dakota Ridge. They're 13-0. They're playing right now. We just mentioned that against Lakewood. That's a makeup game from last week when the weather was bad. Lakewood was unable to make the trip. So Dakota Ridge will have three games this week. Mentioned Lakewood, Roston Valley, and then Pomona. Roston Valley on Wednesday and Pomona on Friday. And the thing with Dakota Ridge being 13-0, they've been pushed the last five out of the six games. They've been winning by an average of 4.6 points per game. Let's discuss them here in a minute. And then Regis is 15-0. They're our number one team in the state. Had that dramatic win over East. And then also they were pushed by Legend. It was close there towards the end, but as most Regis teams do, they don't miss free throws. So if you get into a free throw shooting contest with Regis, you're not going to do too well, and you're probably in trouble. This week, Douglas County on Tuesday, and then Heritage on Saturday. Now let's talk about some of our rankings here and why do we have these teams where we have them ranked. I have seen every single team on the top 10 play, and I really believe that, and I really think Regis is kind of the class of 5A this year. I don't see them – I don't see them. I definitely see them being challenged against, you know, they'll have that against Thunder Ridge, against Mountain Vista. I kind of see those games as being challenging for them. I'm not going to say that they won't be, but I think that they play together so well. They do their roles so well that it's very difficult for teams really to break through that. You almost saw East do that the other day, but they were unable to because of, well, some of it's coaching, some of it is experience. Now we're getting to the point now of the season where experience matters. And I think once, you know, like, and let's go ahead and address Dakota Ridge now too. I think some of the reason why, Dakota Ridge is having some of the issues that they are, it's and having these closer games. And I think the great thing about Dakota Ridge winning these close games is they're getting that experience. But what I think it is, for me, in watching them play, it's they're not used to this, right? Regis is used to getting everybody's best shot night in and night out. They have the target on their back probably, and they've had it on their back since they beat Overland with the beginning at the beginning of the season and how handily they did that. We also have to remember these are 15 to 18 year old kids, maybe a couple 19 year olds, that haven't been put in these positions before, and they're going to make mistakes and they're going to do the, you know, head scratching things when the pressure hits. So I think what we have to understand, especially when it comes to Dakota Ridge, they will finally, they're going to get it figured out. They're once they kind of get through this, get used to being that top target night in, night out. And we see here at the end of the first quarter, it's a, you know, Dennis Bliss is, sorry, Dennis, if I'm ruining your name. You know, they're trailing Lakewood by 2 points at the end of the first quarter, and both teams have combined for 8 3-pointers already. It's going to be a 3-point fest out there. So what I think we need to understand is Dakota Ridge is going to be fine. I think you reward undefeated teams. And is there a non-conference schedule as tough as Regis's was or Thunder Ridge or someone else? Not quite, but I put it up there. They do have a common opponent in the Warriors in Montbello, Green Valley Ranch area out there. So I would think that that has some, you know, yeah, the, you know, Regis did play Montbello right after the Mountain Vista game the very next day, and you know, called in the heavy legs into question. They called you know, some of that, but at the end of the day, they both have played some similar opponents. I think their schedule was worthy shouldn't be held against them. If that was the case, I got plenty others that I can sit there. Really, you guys played these people, or you played in that tournament? Those are kind of in there as well. And then we take a look at number four, Rock Canyon. Rock Canyon has played. You know, they go out to Vegas. They play in the lower brackets out there in the Bishop Gorman tournament or the Tark Classic, and play well. They do well, have the best showing of any of the teams out in Vegas that were in the Tark Classic. And I think they truly do have the best guard comp probably the best guard combo right now in the state with Mitch Lombard and Tyler Garcia. If you want to argue with me on that one, I would love for you to do it. Let me know on Twitter at @bball_co or #bballco. You can also call in. We put that up there on the Twitter. Check my timeline. We're getting close to start over at Eagle Crest or over at Denver East for the Eagle Crest game. Let's get a word from our sponsor here from Aspire Natural Sports Drinks. Aspire contains high-quality antioxidants from bilberry, blueberry, pomegranate, and zinc. Antioxidants support good health by helping protect and repair cells from damage caused by free radicals, as well as keeping the body's immune system strong, making it easier to fight colds, flu, and infections. Warning, this drink contains pure performance, no junk, only the good stuff. It may cause victory, achievement beyond your wildest dreams, and epic greatness. Try Aspire Natural Sports Drinks. You'll love it. My favorite flavor is Storm. That's the grape flavor. Aspire Natural Sports Drinks are available at Target and Whole Foods locations throughout the Front Range. So let's go back to Rock Canyon real quick. Again, best two guard combo and one of the better young guards in Sam Matt. You know, we've already mentioned Mitch Lombard and Tyler Garcia. Also, Sam Mastin there at Rock Canyon is going to be one of the better players in the class of 2018. I feel pretty solid in saying that already. He handles himself very well on the varsity basketball floor. And let's be honest, Colorado basketball is dictated by guards. If you have three really good guards, you can make a lot of noise. And I think what the difference between, you know, if we're going to handicap this game coming up for Rock Canyon against Thunder Ridge, if we kind of handicap that a little bit, no one else has in this state has Mitch Lombard. Mitch Lombard is a true point guard, and he's 6'1", 6'2"-ish point guard that handles the ball very, very well, sees the floor very, very well. He converts around the rim. He's not going to, he's not going to jump up and dunk on someone. That's not his game. His game is putting people in really good places to score, seeing the floor and running the offense so that, you know, Tyler Garcia is catching the ball in the corner and shooting it without having to bring the ball down. That's when Tyler Garcia is shooting in his best. He's putting his post players in position to basically catch and score. And usually they're wide open because the defense will suck in on Mitch. Now, going to the Thunder Ridge and looking at this for a second, Thunder Ridge has size. They have four or five guys, 6'6 or better. You know, they're anchored in the middle by the 6'10, 6'11, Zach Preod. Then you also have, you know, Clay Virk and Austin Mueller and Mitch Bloom. But then you look at their guards. Elias Teagen is going to go play college basketball. He's, you know, going to go to Morningside NAIA school. He is quick enough. He can annoy Mitch. I don't know if he can necessarily stop Mitch, but he can annoy him. He can at least be there to be in front of him to make him maybe give up the ball a little bit earlier than he wants to. You know, the other guards, I think they're probably pretty even with Maybe not quite even with Tyler, pretty close. But here's the thing. It's going to come down to what Rock Canyon can do. If they are very, very efficient shooting the ball, catch and, you know, maybe get a couple of the bigs in foul trouble with a pump fake or something like that, get them off their feet and get some contact, you know, they're going to have a chance, because if you have Mitch Lombard in a 10-point game last 3 minutes, and Tyler Garcia, there's a pretty good chance they can rattle off 2 3-pointers in a row and change the total complexion of the game in a very quick time span. So I think having Rock Canyon number four, I don't think that's a big deal at all. I think that's probably right where they should be, because once you get past Regis, and we're not talking about just pure talent levels now, we're talking about how these teams play together, how they look together. I think what you're looking at is a site that I think there's Regis. And Regis kind of has separated themselves a little bit in that sense. They are the best team. Everybody else is right there. And we kind of talked about this at the beginning of the season, where there's literally say 10 to 15 teams that are equal with each other, that are right there with each other, that you're splitting hairs in the difference of, and then you have that on any given night idea of who can beat who. So if you take, and you know, if we take the top 16 teams, I think they all legitimately will have a chance to make it to the Elite Eight. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised by any of those, you know, once we see the brackets, but kind of like we did this before on another show, kind of like doing a little pre-seeding and doing a little bit of bracketology for 5A and kind of looking at this and trying to handicap it a little bit. You know, could Mountain Vista get hot and run it and they're a 3 or a 4 seed, or maybe a 5 or a 6? Most definitely. Could they, you know, could a Montbello team or a Warrior team, if they don't, you know, if they finish second or third in the DPL and they end up getting a 6 or a 7 seed, could they make a run to the Elite Eight? Maybe Boulder? Of course. What about an Aurora Central or a Rangeview or a North Glen? Any of these teams, you know, that, you know, I just named off three EMAC teams there. Could they make those runs? Definitely, and it's all going to depend on the seeding and the matchups and so on. But they all have basically the same amount of talent, and it's all driven by the guards. The only team that really, aside, you know, I think the two teams that really have dominant post presences, like Thunder Ridge and Overland, I think outside of those two, there's not that much, you know, there's really not that dominant post player in 5A. Looks like here, according to Twitter, the East over or East and Eagle Crest game is getting underway at East. So we should have, we'll probably have at least one call in from Brock tonight, talking to us about what's going on over there. So let's look at 4A now. Let's switch directions and talk about 4A a little bit. Aspire Ice, this cool concoction of lemon, lime, and other citrus fruits and bilberry contains beneficial electrolytes, antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals to help you aspire to greatness. Free of refined sugar, high fructose corn syrup, artificial flavor, colors and flavors, caffeine and preservatives, Aspire Ice is a clear choice for better taste, better health, and better performance. Warning, this drink may cause greatness. Contains pure performance, no junk, only the good stuff, and achievement beyond your wildest dreams and epic greatness. Aspire Natural Sports Drinks, available at Target and Whole Foods locations across the Front Range. Try it. I know you'll like it. Let's see here. So 4A, we're going to shift directions real quick to 4A. Let's see here. Not a lot of change. There was a big game that I didn't get a chance to see because it was so far south down there in Pueblo, but we'll get to that here in just a second. My number 10 team in the 4A this week is the Lewis Palmer Rangers. They're 9-5. They have one league loss to Sand Creek and will play the Scorpions on Friday at Sand Creek. But before that, they'll play a big game against Palmer Ridge on Wednesday at home. Our number nine team in our top 10, 4A top 10 this week is Pueblo South. They're 9-5, lost to Pueblo Central and 5A Cherry Creek last week. They're on the road at Pueblo East on Tuesday and then Pueblo County on Friday. Our eight team this week, kind of back into the mix here, is Pueblo Central. They're 12-3. They beat South last week, and that was a big game. They'll play at Pueblo County on Tuesday, and then another big game against another top 4A team, Pueblo West, our number 5 ranked team in 5A this week. They'll play the Cyclones at home on Friday. Number 7 is Dievlin. They're 9-5. They have a three-game week this week. It's kind of a, you know, they'll face a tough Conifer team. They're going to go against Arvada on Friday after facing Valor at Valor on Thursday night. That should be a great game. Both teams have always played each other tooth and nail. Since Valor's been around, especially last year, was a good game. I look for Grant Witherspoon to continue, you know, being that focal point that allows his teammates to kind of succeed and take the pressure off them. He gets a lot of attention, and as he should, he's one of the better players in 2015 class. Number 6 this week in our Basketball Colorado top 4A top 10 is Denver South. They're going to continue to make noise. They're going to continue to play well in the DPL circuit right now. They've got a win over another close victory over TJ this last Friday. This time at home. They're going to play Denver North on Tuesday. At North, and then host George Washington on Friday, which should be a great game. Chuck Gavin and company, I really believe South goes as he goes. He is a very dominant force in 4A in the paint. A very good high motor, a little bit of skill around the basket, a rebounding machine. If he can dominate the paint, that's probably going to eliminate a lot of teams right there. I expect a really good and close game with George Washington on Friday. It'll be interesting to see how him and Elijah Hewitt match up down there in the post for the Patriots of George Washington. Number 5, Pueblo West. The Cyclones have a chance to really put their foot down and get the league lead and kind of be in the driver's seat for that. They'll play Centennial on Tuesday. And then, as we mentioned, they'll play the number 8 Pueblo Central Wildcats on Friday. Number 4 this week is Holy Family. They're 12-2. I think they're going to get their toughest test so far in this league season of theirs against Windsor. on Tuesday. They're 11-4. The Wizards are. And then the tie. So they'll play. So yeah. So Holy Family plays Windsor on Tuesday, and then they'll travel to Frederick on Friday. Our number three team, our top three and 4A haven't changed, and they won't for a while. I'm kind of thinking the Scorpions. They do have a tough, probably one of the toughest three-game stretches. If they could have thrown Colorado Springs Christian School in there, it may have been a little tougher. But so you have Vista Ridge on Wednesday, Lewis Palmer on at home on Friday, and then 5A Rampart on Saturday. So a tough three games there over, you know, against for the Scorpions. It'll be interesting to see how they can handle that back to back with a very tough Lewis Palmer team and a Rampart on Saturday, and also Vista Ridge. You know, they're pretty good. They got a pretty good sophomore there. Number two. Number two this week is Golden. They're 12-2. They're top of the 4A Jeffco League, and I think the games, you know, they do have a three-game week as well. I don't expect much much other first two opponents of the week. They got Green Mountain Tuesday and then over to Arvada on Thursday. And then probably what will determine the regular season title in Jeffco, the game against Valor on Saturday at Golden should be a really good game as well. Look for, you know, Valor will have that game against Dieblin on Thursday as well. So that could be a, you know, they'll have that one day kind of off there for to get ready for Golden. But I really think this is probably going to determine the Jeffco regular season title. They Jeffco does have a little 4A tournament they put on there last couple of games of the season. So we'll see how all that turns out. Feeling Golden's probably going to be on top of the 4A Jeffco league there. And then number one, still is a 14-0 Longmont Trojans. I expect them to be here next Sunday as the number one team. They'll face 10-5 Silver Creek at home on Tuesday, and then Centaurus on Friday. Now there is a big non-conference game up ahead for Longmont, and another one of the 4A top teams here, top four teams in Holy Family. That's coming up in a couple weeks. I've got that one kind of circled and excited to see that one. See those two tangle, two good coaches, and a couple really, you know, not a couple, you know, three or four or two or three good players on each side, which should make that a really contested game and should be a lot of fun to watch. That's our 4A top 10 at the moment. Checking Twitter here, I'm seeing that that the, you know, there's about 4 minutes left in the game over at East. And it looks like we'll have it looks like Brock will be joining us soon, I hope. And then we should be getting a phone call real soon from Brock. Hopefully he'll join us. As I see that it's now at the end of the, almost real close to the end of the first quarter there. Lakewood is up 3 at half on Dakota Ridge, 41-38. I'm glad to see they're getting up and down the floor over there in that game. You know, there's some coaches that would love to have this 41-38 title, you know, finish, final score here in the state. I don't think that's how basketball should be played, in my own opinion. And then at halftime, again, Dennis Playas is reporting from there. Looks like 41-38, Jacob Story leading the Tigers with 13 points, and Cody Pittman 14 points for Dakota Ridge. So lots of scoring going on there. Let's talk real quick about the while we're waiting on others here. It doesn't look too good right now for Denver East, and it looks like Eagle Crest is putting it on East at the moment. Hopefully we can get a report back. Eagle Crest is up 18-4 with 1:47 left in the first quarter. So hopefully we'll get Brock in to discuss what's going on and a quick update on that game. So let's look real quick at our scoring leaders. I know a couple of times we've kind of gone through 4A and 5A, but right now we're just going to do the top 10 all class leaders. Again, this kind of gives us the opportunity to look at some small school names and kind of get those out there for people to hear. Brian Carey right now is leading the state through seven games played, 28.7 points a game. Colton Peterson, ironically, they're both playing right now. Colton Peterson, the sophomore over at Lakewood, another 5A team, through 12 games, 27.9 points a game. Michael Ransom, 4A player down there at Pueblo Central, through 15 games, he has 25.9 points. Justin Bassey, who we saw and we'll talk about a little bit here in just a second, through 13 games is averaging 25.5 points a game. Caden Hicks over at Highland, 13 games, 25.3. Sam Parker at Grand Valley over in Parachute, 11 games, 25.1. Casey Barrett at Pete's, through 11 games, 24.7. Jared Clarkson through 10 games, 24.5. Elijah Huff over at Manuel. I'm sorry, Jared Clarkson's at Akron. Elijah Huff at Manuel through 10, 23.4. And Isaac Cerrone through 9 games, 22.9. And then that's our top 10 scorers in Colorado at the moment. Want to take a moment to our sponsor, Aspire Natural Sports Drinks. Aspire Storm, this vibrant infusion of robust white and red grapes with blueberry contains beneficial electrolytes, antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals to help you aspire to greatness. Free of redefined sugar, high fructose corn syrup, artificial flavors and colors, caffeine and preservatives, Aspire Storm is the clear choice for better taste, better health, and better performance. Warning, this drink contains pure performance, no junk, only the good stuff. It may cause victory, achievement beyond your wildest dreams, and epic greatness. Only 35 calories in one 12-ounce bottle of Aspire Natural Sports Drinks. Aspire to greatness at Target and Whole Foods locations across the Front Range. We have here... So we just talked about making sure we just do a quick rundown of where we've been so far. We talked about 5A top 10 this week. We talked about kind of the reasoning behind why we have teams ranked where we have them. We've talked about the 4A teams and their top 10 and then we also kind of handicapped a little bit of the Rock Canyon Thunder Ridge game. We talked about the top 10 scorers in the state. We're going to, we've checked in via Twitter on some of these games, 5A games that are going on right now on a Monday night. Let's see. Brock's on Twitter. Hopefully he'll call in at halftime if we're still here. 27-10, Eagle Crest over East, beginning of the second quarter. Old Peter Anderson, it sounds like, from Coach T with the Colorado Connect, sounds like Pete Anderson is going ham out there. So let's go ahead and let's preview some games this week. That's kind of our games of note that we should be paying attention to this week. We got two going on right now. With Denver East and Eagle Crest. It doesn't sound like it's going too well right now for East. Eagle Crest is just up 15, 17 points early in the second quarter over there. Some games of note. I want to thank Dave Matthews. He puts this together for us and looks at the games ahead and kind of gives us a good idea of what to expect this week across the state. So our Monday games, Eagle Crest, Denver East, Lakewood, Dakota Ridge, and then Air Academy at Falcon. That should be a good one. Really, some of Air Academy and Falcon kind of fall in that same barometer because 4A, there's so much parity in 4A, and a lot of the teams are pretty equal after the first two or three that, an Air Academy-Falcon game could have some big playoff implications and seeding implications later on, and either of those teams will definitely be very difficult for any team to deal with come playoff time. Our Tuesday game, Nick Graham of ANA Basketball, he is saying that Peter Anderson just went off for 18 points and a quarter against East. Excuse me. So we got that going on there. Tuesday games of note, Montbello is at Lincoln. I expect that to be a pretty good game. Those two teams are really kind of very similar in the fact of they have a couple of lead, both of their lead point guards are really good, and then they have some good forward, some solid high school, I'll say athletic forwards that can get a few things done. I expect that to be a close game. Fountain Fort Carson at Rampart, Legend at Highlands Ranch, Prairie View at North Glen. Like I mentioned before, I'll be at the Fossil Ridge Horizon game tomorrow night. Thomas Jefferson at George Washington should be a really good game. If you haven't seen the Fugit brothers over at George Washington play yet, you're missing out. George Washington's got some on top of those two guys. They've got a couple of really good guards in Gervais Green and Dylan Kuntz. And then Thomas Jefferson, they have their set of good guards, and they've got a freshman. The youngest Cooper is playing as a freshman, playing a lot of varsity minutes. And then his brother Xavier, the older Cooper is playing as well. He's a junior getting lots of minutes. And then that battle right there for George, and I think it's going to come down to can Elijah Hewitt slow down Josh McNair around the post. Down in the Springs, Widefield at Sierra, that's going to kind of really – that's probably the highlight of that 4A Springs Metro League. The teams aren't very good this year. In the past, Sierra and Harrison have been, as few as a couple, two or three years ago. Let's see, what's it, 4 years ago now. The state title had to go through them, and usually TJ won. But so back to my point of Weinfeld has played kind of an easier schedule than most. Sierra's isn't terribly hard either. So this is really going to kind of show us what Sierra and Weinfeld are made of in this game. We mentioned South and East, Pueblo South and East. And then Tuesday, if I wasn't already going to Fossil Ridge Horizon, I probably would have made the attempt to get to Akron at Resurrection Christian over in Fort Collins. Resurrection Christian has just been blowing people out. Averaging well above 80 points a game, wins by 40, 30 points. Played a Highlands team that was number two or three in 2A last week and beat them by like 30 points. And, you know, it wasn't even close. But if you want to go make a drive and see Akron at Resurrection Christian in Fort Collins, that would be a game to get to. Akron does have a couple of good guards that's worth watching in Herter and the senior Jared Clarkson. Dennis Playas is reporting via Twitter that Dakota Ridge has now gone on an 8-0 run and they are up 46-41. Over Lakewood. Let's see, Wednesday games, the game that stands out to me on the Wednesday game side there, Palmer Ridge at Lewis Palmer. You know, those two schools are really close to each other in proximity and should be a really good game there. Thursday games, Fairview at Boulder is always fun. The crowds are sometimes the crowd is a little more fun to watch than the game. But you know, Boulder is a good team. They've come up here and they've been able to handle some EMAC teams and in Aurora Central and I believe Rangeview. So I think that will be that'll be the that'll be a good one. Devlin at Valor Christian, we kind of mentioned that earlier. That'll be a good game as well. Friday, I'm looking at so many good games to choose from. Probably looking at Thunder Ridge Rock Canyon, Cherry Creek at Cherokee Trail should be a good game. Legend at Ponderosa, that's just kind of a, you know, that's a Parker battle right there. Lakewood at Chatfield, a battle of, or a game between two younger teams. That would be an interesting game to see. Silver Creek at Niowot. If you're down the Springs, Lewis Palmer and Sand Creek would be a really good game to see as well. As we're looking forward here, we got about 6 minutes left in the show to talk about Colorado High School Boys Basketball. If you have a question, please give us a call at – where did it go? Yeah. Give us a call at 347-324-5394 if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to share. We'll talk a little bit here about the – I went to – went to the Faith Christian Colorado Academy game. And I was really impressed by, first of all, look at the atmosphere of a Faith Christian game. That's always fun. Then you put in the crowd, you put in, another top top five team in 3A there for that game. Good crowd, fun crowd. But, you know, when it comes down to the game, Faith Christian had, you know, a better team overall, I think. And that's not to take anything away from Colorado Academy. I just think Faith Christian is just put together a little bit better. They have a big-time athlete in Spencer Boz, who, you know, 6'2", 6'3"-ish guard that can, you know, that's tough, can absorb the hits, can finish around the rim a little bit. He was shooting the jump shot well. And then you have Hardcastle, this little sophomore guard who's tough, sees the floor well, gets the ball, you know, is very and wants to go, but very solid with it, makes lots of good decisions. He was shooting the ball well that night too. And then you have kind of a presence in Grant Harkness, who is a really good athlete. He's very skilled. He has a very good looking jump shot. He too can pass the ball. He's solid with it. He's not trying out there. He doesn't overhandle the ball. He dribbles for what's needed and then can get it to where it needs to go. And then we compared that with Colorado Academy. Aside from Christian Hyatt and Justin Bassey, Hyatt and Bassey have been playing at a pretty high level for a while, and it just kind of had this feeling that the rest of the Colorado Academy Mustangs weren't quite ready for that game. Could they be ready for that game come state tournament time, or district tournament, or however that works out? Yeah, I think they very well could be. Justin Bassey had 3 fouls before the end of the third quarter. He had to sit much of the – I think he sat about half of the second quarter and still had 17 points. Hyatt was getting into the paint a little bit. He got some shots off. But it just felt very – Colorado Academy felt a little disjointed at times. And some of that had to do with, the Faith Christian defense. There really wasn't a whole lot of fast break points to be had in that game by either team. Transition defense was pretty good on both sides. Both sides were willing to just walk the ball up. Didn't see a lot of full court pressure and so on. Not looking good. So, that was kind of my take on the Faith Christian side of things. I really would like to see a Faith Christian Colorado Springs Christian School game. I think that would be great. Hopefully state tournaments and district tournaments and stuff like that. I hope they kind of are staggered a little bit, so I might be able to make it to a couple of those games as well. So back to the point of Faith Christian and Colorado Academy. If Justin, I'm not going to put it all on Justin Bassey. If Justin Bassey doesn't have his third foul in the first quarter, and it kind of frustrated him and maybe frustrated his game a little bit to have that. To get that fourth foul so early in the second quarter and have to sit out like he did for those 4 minutes, is that going to be how big does that change? I think maybe in that – something was just not clicking that night for Colorado Academy, and that's not taking away anything from those kids. It's just – it just didn't feel right as far as – how they were playing together as opposed to Faith Christian. They appeared to play so well together and kind of understood their roles a little bit better and so on. So from my understanding here on Twitter, the East game has gone to Eagle Crest East game has gone to halftime. And it's not even close right now. Eagle Crest is up 45-22. Sounds like Pete Anderson is well into the 20-point range, or over the 20-point threshold right now. So there's that. I haven't seen a report on the Lakewood Dakota Ridge game yet. Last I saw, Dakota Ridge was up. Oh, there it is. A few minutes ago, Dakota Ridge was up 49-41 with 4:52 left in the third quarter, according to Dennis Plais of let's see. And then like I said, 45-22 with the third quarter going on, or beginning of halftime there in 5A. No score report yet from the Springs and Falcon and Air Academy. Joining us right now to tell us what's going on at Denver East is Brock Lowy. Brock, what's going on over there?
Sorry, I can't hear.
Well, do your best, Brock. Fill us in. What's going on?
Matt, are you there?
Yeah, we're here, Brock. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Brock. We can hear you. Brock, we can hear you, Brock. It appears we lost Brock. It's pretty loud there in the Denver East gym, it sounded like. So, we tried. We'll do better again next time, I guess. That's our hour for the – oh, hold on. There's Brock. Hold on. Brock, go ahead.
How's it going?
Good. Go ahead, Brock. What's going on over there?
Oh, man. East is getting run out of their own gym. It's 45-22. And Eagle Crest has just hit every shot, and East keeps turning it over. But Peter Anderson, that hyper-athletic guard from Eagle Crest, he can't miss. This is the best I've ever seen him play. And they're just out hustling, out working, and really out executing East right now. So it's been a pretty wild one. They've Eagle Crest has led by about 20 points most of the first half. So it's going to be tough to come back, even in your own gym, you know, against a team as good as Eagle Crest. So it's been pretty wild here.
So has it been a typical Eagle Crest, run, gun, and keep up with us if you can, and they're making shots, or is there something different going on there?
Yeah, that's what it's been. And Eagle Crest is like the rare team that they have just as much speed, you know, as East, and they've kind of just wiped out that advantage that East has had sometimes this year where, you know, they have superior quickness, but they don't against Eagle Crest. And, pretty much Peter Anderson has been hitting shots from all over the floor. And they've just, pretty much they've been killing them in transition too. East hasn't been getting back, kind of like the Regis game. East was getting out-hustled in the first half, and the same thing's happened here, except just even more extreme. So, but the second half is about to get underway, so see if East can pull off a miracle comeback or if Eagle Crest is just going to keep it rolling. So, been pretty wild
now,
here, East gym.
Right. Real quick, how has why can't Brian and Jack get their shot offs? What's going on with that? Are they just not – is this too many turnovers? You know, how's that working on offense for East?
Yeah, too many turnovers, really. I don't know. The main thing has just been, poor passing and just, poor execution. They've been trying to play as a team. Like, Deron Harrell had a pretty good half. He probably had 8 or 10 points. But turnovers that have led to, easy offense for Eagle Crest, a lot of that.
Right.
So.
Is Eagle Crest doing anything Is Eagle Crest doing anything fancy? Are they doing their half court trap? Are they, you know, what's
common? Sorry,
what? Is Eagle Crest doing their half court trap, or is there something that's causing East not to, you know, is it just unforced turnovers?
Both. Yeah, they're doing their half court trap and just just unforced turnovers. But seems like Elijah Ross and Peter Anderson have just been all over the floor, just wreaking havoc on defense. So, and then just pushing the pace. So, yeah, and Blaine Avdili. He's been playing a solid game too. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Brock.
Yep.
Enjoy the second half.
Yep. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
All right. See you later.
All right. Good. Yep. That was Brock Lowy joining us from the Denver East Gymnasium there, telling us what's going on between East and Eagle Crest. It sounds like Eagle Crest is well in control of that game. And as he kind of mentioned, that kind of had back to the Eagle Crest or East Regis game. That did kind of seem a little bit of the MO in the first half, but it was a little closer than that lead was. And then it was a little closer as far as point differential in that game. And then, you know, Regis not quite as fast as Eagle Crest. So I think that allowed for some of the comeback there East had. And then, it will be really tough for East to kind of make that comeback, as Brock was saying, because if you just don't flip a switch against a team like Eagle Crest. You got to have a lot of things go right. You know, and if Eagle Crest is as cold as they were in the first – as hot as they were in the first half, but they're just as cold in the second, there's a chance. But, you know, it sounds like they've got to really straighten some things out to get that taken care of. One more score before we get out of here. I see Dennis Playas is reporting that Dakota Ridge went on a 15-0 run, and they lead Lakewood 59-49 going into the fourth. So we'll see, you know, we'll be keeping track of that. Would like to thank our sponsor, Aspire Natural Sports Drinks, again for their support. And, you know, the Aspire Fire is a delicious combination of cherries and berries with pomegranate. Contains beneficial electrolytes, antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals to help you aspire to greatness. Free of refined sugar, high fructose corn syrup, artificial colors and flavors, caffeine and preservatives. Aspire Fire is the clear choice for better taste, better health, and better performance. That's right, no junk, only the good stuff. Electrolytes, antioxidants, B vitamins, minerals, and awesomeness. Warning, this drink contains pure performance, no junk, only the good stuff. It may cause victory, achievement beyond your wildest dreams, and epic greatness. Aspire to greatness with Aspire Natural Sports Drinks. Available at Target and Whole Foods locations across the Front Range. We'd like to thank you again for joining us tonight on Basketball Colorado. As always, you can follow us at bball_.com. You know, check out the website, www.basketballcolorado.com, as well. Thank you, and we will talk to you guys on Sunday again here on Basketball Colorado, sponsored by or presented by Aspire Natural Sports Drinks.